53
55.
Audrey Diwan.
Audrey Diwan.
Podcast de Chanel.
Les premières fois.
Creativity.
Les premières fois à Cannes.
3:55. Welcome to 355. Les premières fois. The Chanel podcast in Cannes. I am Audrey Diwan. I'm a director and a writer. A first time at the Cannes Festival is always an exhilarating adventure, out of the ordinary and quite determining in the career of those who work in the film industry. This event is a type of initiation rite which everyone will always remember. We will be discussing these festival highlights with my guests during this podcast. Very diverse profiles come together. Those who create, those who hope, those who select, choose or reward. All devoted to the seventh art, with the Palme d'Or on the horizon. This ultimate reward which fuels everybody's hope. Whatever the role, each guest bears great responsibility in this exceptional structure, everyone with unforgettable emotions. Faithful to its traditions, initiated by its founder, Gabrielle Chanel, the House of Chanel supports artists and film creation. This year, thanks to her, our guests have accepted once again to relive for an evening their first Montée des Marches and to share what they have learned with time and experience.
355.
Last year, he was the name on everyone's lips, Lucas Daunt. His first film, Girl, told the story of a teenage girl born in the body of a boy who dreamed of becoming a prima ballerina. This sensitive and graceful feature won the Golden Camera, La Caméra d'Or, a getaway for this young artist to make an explosive entrance in the world of Cannes. And the festival now no longer wishes to do without him. This year, the director has changed hats and slipped into a new costume. He's officiating as a jury member for Un Certain Regard under the presidency of Nadine Labeki. He recounts the extraordinary stepping stone his Cannes experience has been for him.
355, le podcast de Chanel.
Good evening, Lucas. So how do you feel being jury member this year compared to what happened last year?
Well, it's such a pleasure to be on the other side 1 year after the experience we had with Girl.
Maybe right before that, tell us about what happened last year for your first time in Cannes.
So last year, I presented our first feature film called Girl here in Un Certain Regard, which is one of the two official selections. And it was the first time ever that I came to Cannes. It was the first time ever presenting a film here. And it was an overwhelming experience. It was the 12th of May that we showed the film for the first time.
How did you feel by this time?
I felt very extremely nervous. It felt like a very vulnerable moment, maybe the most vulnerable moment I'd ever been to show that film to an audience. We had been working on it for 7 years. And so showing it for the first time here in Cannes, which is, of course, a festival that is full of passion and joy, but also, I mean, can be a place where films do not get that accepted, felt very vulnerable. So I had my friends here, I had my family here, I had my whole crew and cast here. So we were all sharing a very nervous moment. But when we showed the film, we just received this wave of emotion after it. I felt like the audience that saw it with us in that theater was just really moved. And because of that, we were moved as a team. And of course, me as a director, one can only hope that if you show something, if you put something in the world, that people will embrace it. Mm-hmm. And then in that moment, understanding that they did was an extremely powerful feeling for me.
What about the live reaction? You were in the theater. Were you listening, looking to the people around? How was it?
I had my eyes closed during the whole screening. I had seen the film, I mean, more than 1,000 times before that. And so I had my eyes closed. I had Arié, who plays the dad in the film, hands in my hands. And I was just squeezing it the whole time, I think. I just heard all the small reactions of the audience, so I was really focusing on their reaction, not on the film, but on their reaction. And I just heard sobs, and I heard laughter, and I was just, it was an out-of-body experience for me.
So you knew something cool was going on?
I knew that people were really reacting to it. You know, I knew that it was having an effect, and I think that's the main reason that I want to make cinema, is to have an effect on people. The very reason that I started with cinema was because I saw how my mom went to films and how she came home and was talking about them and how they touched her and how they moved her and had shown her something that she had never seen before. And so in that moment of hearing my mom talk, seeing that effect that the film could have on her, I understood that I wanted to be able to do that. And that moment, that very first screening, was the moment that I realized that we had succeeded in that, because the film was having an effect on people. So it was it's a day to never forget for me.
And did someone give you advice before you came, like before you go to that famous tourist?
Yeah, I think, I mean, everyone kept reminding me of trying to enjoy the moment as much as I could, which is a thing that you really have to remind yourself of, because sometimes the tension can take over you feel. And so that is mainly what I try to do. I really try to enjoy that moment of being there and shown what we had worked for. And I think the best advice that I got was that as a director, you make a film and you do your best and you put it into the world, and then the reaction to it is out of your hands, is something that you cannot control anymore. People that come to watch the film, a film exists when people watch it.
Yeah, of course.
And people react as they want to. So to also really understand that what I had to do was over at that point when I showed the film, which helped me also maybe relativate for myself a little bit, that whatever the reactions were, that I should just embrace the fact that we were there, that I had done what I wanted to do. Girl is really a film that came from my heart. I was able to really talk about very personal things in there. And then let's just see how the audience reacts to it.
Do you remember what was in your mind while climbing those stairs?
I was there with my team, and I was also there with the girl who started the whole ID for the film. And I was holding her hand on that stairs, and I was just feeling an intense feeling of proudness. She's an amazing trans woman who I got to know when she was 13 and is 20 now. And for both of us, this film was really a coming of age. This is, for me, coming of age because I learned so much making this film. And for her, because as a person, she grew so much from being a 13-year-old to being a 20-year-old, a confident trans woman. So I felt proudness.
So what is a very big difference from being there with your movie to being there as a jury?
Well, being there with your own movie is maybe more nerve-wracking, definitely.
Yeah.
It's also about your universe. In that moment, it was about the universe that we created and that we wanted to transport an audience in. Now, being in the jury, it's about other universes and about other people's work and how they wanted to tell something or speak about something or show something. And it's for us as a jury the privilege to get to see that and be transported into all those different worlds and then talk about cinema. We have a group of six amazing people who all have their different backgrounds. And
you knew Nadine Labaki's movie?
Yes, who is an amazing director and actress and very kind soul. Marina, who's also an amazing actress. Marina Foyce, Lisandro. So it's all people with different backgrounds. And by talking with them about cinema, I get so much inspiration as a human being, but as a director as well, of what is important to me, what is important to them, what is important to those filmmakers, and how I want to continue making cinema, I guess.
And is it easy to judge others after being there to be judged?
You know, the term jury and the term judging is a term that that feels strange to me, because it comes with a sort of feeling of hierarchy, which I like less. Of course, we all know the importance of prizes, because these often are first films or films that are more art house that get visibility when they would get a prize. So you understand the importance of it. But I think we all rather see it as they're all good directors. They're all films that have amazing qualities. And then it's about who transported us most and who we all feel like yeah, really made a spectacular movie. I mean, they're all great films, but some of them are spectacular.
To speak about like lighter things, how did you pick your outfit to go the first time? How do you choose your own outfit?
I try to look as fashionable as I can.
Love the idea.
I do my best to pick things that I like and that I can wear.
Tell me more about it. What is to be the most fashionable man you can be?
Wow, that is a very good question. I think it's about wearing those things that you feel comfortable in and wearing it. I mean, that can go from very extravagant things to maybe more classic things. I know that, for example, Victor, my main actor, anything you put on him, he looks amazing. You put something on that boy and he's a star, you know. I'm a little bit more classic maybe in the style that I have, but I like that.
Gabrielle Chanel said, to be irreplaceable, you must be different. Do you agree?
I think that saying is completely right. For me as a director, the biggest thing I learned in film school and making a film is that I had to speak about those things that only I and only from my perspective I wanted and could speak about. And in that sense, no one I think is able to make the films that I make because they come from me and I try to make them in the way that they're as personal as they can be. So I really, really believe in authenticity and in speaking from within. All the great directors that inspire me have a very unique, very specific universe. Mm-hmm. And I think it's about adding that color to the spectrum of personalities and identities.
Which Cannes film really made an impression on you?
I just went to see the new Xavier Dolan movie.
Tell us about it.
It's an amazing film. He's a genius. It's a film about friendship. It's a film about love. It's a film that you want to stay in. I think what he does with colors, he just creates an immersive universe. You're transported completely in that world. I won't spoil the film, but it's an extraordinary film and you should all go see it.
And some Palme d'Or, not from this year. Are you familiar with the idea? Have you seen any Palme d'Or before?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I'm a big supporter of Les Frères d'Ardennes, the Brothers d'Ardennes.
Which movie?
Rosetta, Le Fils. I like a lot of their work. I follow the Cannes Film Festival from very close, so I try to see as much films as I can. And that Palme d'Or, of course, is a symbol of cinema. Of cinema with a capital C.
Of course. What is your Cannes best anecdote, if you have one?
My Cannes best anecdote would be seeing Benicio del Toro immediately after we got the Certain Regard prize for best performance. And he was just holding, I mean, he's a big man, and he was just holding me in his two hands, and he was saying to me, "You're an amazing young talent, and I want to see every film that comes next." And I was like, that was an extraordinary moment for me as a young person.
Do you go out at night? Is there any memories of Cannes
night?
Well,
I mean, for example, we organized a party for Girl on the terrace. And I was there, and there were a lot of filmmakers there, and also a lot of actors and actresses that I admire. And all of a sudden, you're there celebrating the thing that you did with all of them. As someone working in that industry and looking up to the people that do those things, that make films and play roles, it's a pure moment of joy to be amongst them and celebrate your own film.
And just to end up, like, what object never leaves you during Cannes?
What do I need all of the time? That is a very good question. You know, I have a crème, which I rub on my face every day because then at least I have some color. And after day 7, you start to look a little bit gray because you're seeing so many films and partying. And then I feel like with that crème, I at least have some life, or I look alive. And so that's something that I keep very close to me.
Thank you so much, Lucas.
Thank you. Creativity.